This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Sleeping under the stars is one thing, but how about sleeping under house-cured prosciutto? It's not every restaurant that invites diners to cuddle up below their charcuterie, but then again, Montreal's Joe Beef isn't just any restaurant. The 75-seat ode to Quebec's distinctive brand of excessive eating is taking more is more to new heights, offering a luxurious place to lay your head after gorging. The restaurant's warm, unpretentious staff and all-you-can-eat mentality belie the fact that its reservation book is one of the toughest to get into in the city. The Little Burgundy Haunt straddles the line between cozy neighborhood eatery and world-class dining establishment. Indeed, Anthony Bourdain, David Chang, and thousands of foodie tourists have fallen under its spell since it opened in 2005. I recently went home to see my family in Montreal, and after a bit of begging the reservationist, I finally joined the ranks of the converted. On a Wednesday evening in May, the place was packed full of diners who were soaking in the homey yet polished indoor dining room and enjoying last-minute summer sun while sipping larger-than-life Bloody Caesars out of mason jars, topped with king crab legs and oysters. When we pressed him for his recommendations, our waiter encouraged us to eat whatever it is we're craving. So after craning our necks to absorb the constantly changing, sprawling chalkboard menu, which included such delicacies as smoked meat croquettes, fresh Quebec scallops, fiddlehead carbonara, lobster spaghetti, and bone-in steak for two, complete with a grilled smoked sausage on top, I felt the need for a little nap. Luckily, the restaurant's owners, Frederic Morin and David McMillan, have thought of everything. For their friends and fans who swing through, or visitors who want to get a little closer to the action and not be late for their coveted reservation, Joe Beef offers a lovely little one-bedroom apartment directly above the restaurant. I followed Pierre-Yves Dallaire up the stairs to the peaceful home away from home.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Perfect, it's right over here.
Oh, perfect.
Not very far away.
Is someone staying there now? Or?
No, there's no one. They just left today.
Oh, cool.
It's warm.
Oh, wow. This is awesome. So how long have you had this since the restaurant started?
No, it's only been since December.
Do you guys buy it from someone else? Or?
Well, the building is owned by Joe Beef.
Okay.
And then when the tenant left, they decided to take over.
Okay.
And convert this to a nice apartment, yeah.
The tastefully decorated one-bedroom studio features a double bed, full kitchen, dining room table, back patio, and even some hams hanging from the wood beams.
Yeah, that's our cured ham.
Is it actually ham?
Yeah,
whoa.
It's prosciutto, yeah.
Oh, cool. And you take it down to serve, or?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How many do you cure here at a time?
Maybe just two or three. Sometimes we have lamb as well.
Is it
really
the
depends.
Temperature here? This like.
The temperature is good, and then also like we started doing it while there was no one here at the beginning, and then we just decided to like continue and go on with it.
The room has been open since December 2014, and plays host to winemakers, brewers, restaurateurs, and tourists looking to get a serious slice of Montreal's culinary cachet.
The owners, they always wanted to like to have like a small little spot for the guests and their friends.
Anyone with a mind and mouth for fine dining will find themselves perfectly situated. Some of the city's hippest new eateries, including the restaurant group's own raved-about wine bar Le Vin Papillon and historic Liverpool House, as well as the Burgundy Lion, Grinder Viande Vin, Atwater Market, and more, are right down the street.
And it's like right in the middle of everything. You get like everything accessible, the canal, there's a big liquor store, the Atwater Market, which is beautiful. There's a nice little terrace in the back too. It looks over a garden, so it's not that noisy, even though Joe Beef is just right on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the subway is very convenient. If you have a bike, the Velo Road is just a second away.
The room costs $185 a night, and longer term stays are available as well. But don't count on getting a reservation just because you're sleeping above the Beef. Because yes, I asked.
Do people who reserve here get a reservation at the restaurant?
Not really.
Not really, they just do it.
Because the restaurant is such a something that get booked 3 months in advance, and it's really like getting harder and harder to get a reservation. So like we're going to try to accommodate them the most that we can, but it's not guaranteed that if you book it, you're going to get a reservation on sale. So.
You heard it here first, folks. Maybe now's a good time to start booking your fall trip. From Montreal with love, this is Talia Ralph for Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.